Yes, we're on. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida. And it's Tuesday before Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. And I'm here with two of my comedy family. Back from last week's fiasco, Mr. Dale Jones.
Hey.
And my friend and fellow comedian, Mark Yaffe. How you doing, buddy?
Great. Thanks for having me here, Native American, during Thanksgiving week. I appreciate that.
That this didn't happen by accident. you know what I'm saying? I'm actually thinking a little bit here, although I probably ran about 20 seconds late from the intro. And thanks to our new producer, by the way, to the show, who's gotten this thing looking pretty good. Christopher's on here. So, and welcome to the show, guys. Thanks for joining us. Dale, we do have audio, I believe. Matter of fact, it's on our Facebook. So if we want to like try to share it or something, good to go.
I'm just going to mouth all my parts and act like the audio doesn't work.
I know, right? It's crazy. Anyway, welcome. Guys, it was fun yesterday. Last week, Mark, you weren't here, but last week, Dale, myself, Jen, and his wife, Jody, were having sex with sex robots. It was fun. You missed it. But
yeah, we had to do an oil change in the middle. That was cool.
Yeah. You should have seen the guy's look from Jiffy Lube when he showed up. He's like, wow, right. This is different. Have you ever had sex with a robot, Mark?
Not yet. I'm going to wait till like 2028. We'll see when the prices drop, I'll consider that.
Yeah. It's like a big screen TV, right? Like they first came out like $5,000 and then you can get one. So now I think
they're super clunky too, the early models. So you got to wait for the later, just streamlined.
Yeah, I heard they had to recall one of the models because it bit at the wrong times. You know what I mean?
So you're going to big lots sex robot. That's what you wanted. Big lots, dollar store.
I'm about value.
Good for you, man. Good for you. You are a bargain shopper. You are a poo nanny bargain shopper.
That's the best. That is definitely the best. We're not going to worry about that. We've already had fun with that. We all met. That's how we all met. You mentioned Laughlin Laugh Fest. Was that the one where Dale won the Laughlin Laugh Fest?
I believe so. It was like 5-6 years ago, Dale.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was 20. Let's see. I moved Dale at 2015.
And that was the year you won.
That's the only year I competed. They won't let you compete the next year.
Oh no.
They just brought me back and to hang out. Some of them they do. They're like, hey, you want to come again? No.
Yeah, that happens in the World Series of Comedy. There's people that come in first or second. Never first, but I think second or third, they come back to win it, which why not, you know?
That would make sense. But if you won it and then you go back and then you lose it, you'll never hear the end of that.
Yeah, you might as well just bow down in defeat, you know. Accept it. You know,
right?
But that's fun, right? Hanging out at the festivals with comics, isn't that some part of the funnest times we have?
Definitely, blowing the cobs out and just acting like an idiot.
Yeah, Mark. So I was there too. I don't know if we actually met at that festival, Mark, but I was there. I don't know if you remembered me.
I think I remember. I was a little jilted because I know I basically bit it. I think I did. I don't think I advanced out of the first round. So it was one of those. It's kind of, when you kind of hang and you're into 2 days, you make the semis of the finals. You're kind of into it. When you're kind of a pariah if you get eliminated on the first day. It's like there's one of the others. People like, hey, dude, I thought it's kind of an awkward thing because your friends are supportive. Yeah. They feel bad at the same time. Like, get away from me, loser. I got to focus on this.
It is a weird thing, especially like when you go to the festival early and you're out and now you're hanging out. Like you're like that person in a threesome that's just kind of holding the camera.
Yeah, exactly. And then I think I had like a late night set, like do something 2 days later. I didn't want to be there for like in front of five people. Like I could have just left and spared myself the pain, but yeah.
Yeah. But it's all fun. It's all good.
I've done that at the Boston festival. Yeah. Where you're out. I think I got out before my name was drawn. I barely even finished my 5-minute set and I just feel in my head, yeah, this is over. I just might as well check out of the hotel and go home.
Right. But then sometimes you hang out but then you're hanging out with people and people come, oh, have you gone up? Yep. Yeah, I went up 2 days ago. What happened? I lost. Oh, you're still here?
Right.
Still hanging.
But they'll buy you drinks if they feel bad enough. Yeah.
Not a bad thing to remember. But it is tough, you know, because if you do advance, then you're waiting for the finals or something, and then you're there. You're proud. You know, hey, yeah, I saw you the other night. Thanks, man. You know, feels good. Right. But if you're the other person, you're just kind of like a fly on the wall. Well, the stock market was up 30,000, up to 30,000 points today. Sacred number. You know, I don't know why words like that have to come out. You know what I'm saying? A sacred number, 30,000. Do you have money in the stock market, Dale?
I got, what do we got? Jody does. You know, I don't handle any of this stuff. We did buy, after Carnival canned everybody, we bought stock in Carnival because it went down to pennies.
Yeah,
and it's starting to go up. But we've got one of those safe things. We've had it forever where it doesn't really grow, or I don't know. I really don't know anything about it.
Sounds like whoever sold it to you made money on it. Mark?
Hey, I get told to leave it alone. That's what I get told.
I'm no stock guru, but Dale, you're going to make money on that Carnival, Dale, because people are just pining. They said they're getting record numbers of inquiries. You know, we don't even have the vaccine. People just want to go.
Yeah.
So I think you're going to hit it. I've got I got the old 401k, whatever deal. So I just send the money and don't even think about it. I let my financial advisor.
Best thing to do.
Rand Caymans. Yeah. He seems like a nice guy. Nothing to worry about.
Yeah. Your financial planner, just in case. I remember.
Can we cheat him and how?
Exactly. That's like, you know, during the times of Madoff, you know, when that whole thing happened, I remember my open mic days, I wrote a joke. It was like, you know, who would write a check to a guy named Madoff? Right. You know, it's like having sex with a hooker named Shirley No Cure. You know, he's stupid. What was the other one? It's like finding out your drug dealer's name is Officer. Little things like that. You always got to make jokes out of nothing. Out of stuff like that. But, I'm glad we participated. The travel stocks are actually doing well, but I don't want to say more. Otherwise, I got to leave a disclosure on the bottom of this podcast. I want to get a call from my compliance officer. You mentioned Bitcoin. No, I'm not mentioning Bitcoin. And I don't advise people on that. So stop sending me the emails. Something that was weird, you know, in the Utah mountains, helicopter team, which was searching cattle or some shit, found a monolith. 12-foot metallic monolith wedged into the ground. I mean, no one's talking about whether how deep this thing is. No one tried to push it over. But, you know, Mark, that's your territory, buddy. You know, the desert, Utah, you know?
Yeah, there's some Navajos up in Utah, probably some distant relatives, but I know nothing. I think that you're right. Someone got to get down with a shovel and dig around. Let's see what's happening. But maybe they're just punking us all, and the helicopter actually dropped it in. You know, just having some fun, getting, you know, making the taxpayers think where they're earning their money, because they were supposed to be counting sheep. So who gives a crap about the endangered big porn sheep now? They're like, what's going on with the monolith?
I didn't know sheep did porn, but Dale.
I can attest to that. I can attest to that. I have several tapes.
An 8mm.
Right.
No one else will get that joke, just us.
I got some voiceover work I did. For sheep porn, I got a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I don't usually find it in my like genre when I search. You know, it's between gangbang and massage, something like that.
Mine's awkwardly sheep and DP. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine's a shepherd fetish, and it just kind of, you know, the Google search will go awry sometimes.
So they were looking for cattle, right? Is that what you said?
Or I thought it was sheep or cattle. It was some sort of, it was a fish and game warden. Whatever they're looking for. Yeah.
So were there any cattle around the monolith, or did I even say it right? I'm so redneck.
Yeah.
Monolith.
I don't know if mama live or mama die. What are you saying?
Mama live. Did mama live?
It's a big piece of metal, man. Like I said, I don't know. Like it resembles from the scene 2001, Space Odyssey. You know, somebody thinks it may be something that they were trying to, you know, copycat on that. But, you know, are we going to find one in India? You know, what if all of a sudden we see one in India? Yeah, what if we see one in China? You know, and they're like, what the fuck is this? And, you know.
It'd be like Independence Day where they're all around. So they're setting up an attack.
Yeah, it's like a plug, you know, like they're putting the fence stick. It was a when you camp, you get a tent, right? You put the stakes in there. Yeah, you know, you start putting the stakes in where you want to settle in. When you're about to take over, you put your who knows, the thing's gonna open up and turn into a big base.
Ooh. So you're saying these things are tent poles, and they're dropping them all around, and then they're gonna put a tarp over the planet.
Like I said, they could just be who knows, with some sort of power mechanism from the sky hits that thing. Who knows if it doesn't, you know, just shatter the ground, you know, or fly through it. Or who knows, maybe it opens up a big carnival and a lot of fun happens. Who knows? you believe in UFOs, Mark?
I'm UFO agnostic. You know, would be surprised. And then I have one buddy that says, you know, there's a ton of aliens living under the Antarctic. And this guy's he's a comedian. You guys probably know him, pretty sharp guy. I'm like, dude, he's just convinced. And then there's a lot of stuff out there that sounds as far-fetched. But at this point, you know, after COVID, I don't put anything out of the realm of possibility.
Dale?
Didn't they release, like, they had a spaceship or something and nobody cared?
There was definitely some recent video of an object flying where Navy pilots were like, we don't know what the fuck, remember?
Holy shit, what's that?
And then, yeah, mm-hmm. Which looks like some sort of major supersonic, like, drone, you know, the way it moved and shit. Right. I don't know.
I think there's too much out there for there not to be something, for crying out loud. We can't be the only intelligent life forms because we're not that intelligent.
Yeah. You know, right? Are we like the ant farm? You know, like, are we like some, you know, like ET ant farm? You know, like, oh, look what are they doing now? Oh, look at them. They're lost. Look at them. They're so lost.
So maybe hurricanes or earthquake. That's what I mean. Earthquake is the alien with a helmet on just shaking the ant farm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, you know, when there's floods and stuff, it's just him bringing it into the bathtub with him.
Right.
You know, we're right. Like, why is it getting so moist in here? Anyway, it is a scary thing. But, you know, hey, look, we are in a day and age like right now where it's Thanksgiving coming up on Thursday. Do you celebrate Thanksgiving, Dale, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's around. I mean, every year I always have a small Thanksgiving. I don't have a lot of stuff. So it's just me and Jody and mom and my son, Jeffrey. We're just going to hang at the house.
So you don't have to worry about being, you know, arrested or, you know, the SWAT team busting in and, you know.
No, nobody wants to come to my house.
Even the people showing up on Thanksgiving. Do we have to go to Dale's?
Right. My mom's like, can we just do drive through, like sit in our own cars?
Can I just drive by and wave? Happy Thanksgiving, right. Guys. Throw me a fucking crouton.
Right. And she lives here. That's the sad part. She doesn't even want to come downstairs. She's like texting, going, Dad, just leave it in my door.
Put like a curtain between the table, you know. I don't want to eat your air. Mark, you going to have a big Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I celebrate when good deeds go bad day with my Native American brethren. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I didn't know. That's the thing. I didn't know if Thanksgiving is American Indians like they're.
I like to do a first Thanksgiving reenactment. I go hand out corn and squash at Walmart to confuse strangely dressed white people.
Dude, if you haven't, you need to video that. You need to go. You need to go down to a grocery store or something and just hand out. You know.
Yeah, just corn and squash. That would be fun.
Yeah, and then people be looking at
viral.
You.
I think that would go viral.
It would, but the head, you know, maybe not crazy. Yeah, you know, a little headdress. You know what I mean?
Understated. Just a little
maybe a little teepee next to it. You know what I mean? You can have a sign. Please hold your white pox. You know, please hold your viruses, white man. You know, this is not a reciprocation. Here, take my food, but keep your fucking germs to yourself.
Well, it's just not contaminated. Yeah.
Yeah. You know. People are talking about, like, the government, you know, there's more shutdowns. Look, even in LA, they have now said outdoor dining. You can't even eat outside.
Wow.
But what, you know, listen, that's why I love the governor of Florida. He's like, I don't give a fuck. He isn't even answering the phone. People, the city councilmen are calling him right now. He's like, got time for that shit, bitch. I'm playing Tetris. You know what I mean? I don't know what fucking DeSantis is doing, but I don't give a shit either. You know, do you guys feel like you guys are responsible? We're all three grown men here. Don't you feel like you're responsible to make pretty good decisions when it comes to this COVID thing? Do you really need a pamphlet? I mean, maybe Dave should be excluded from Sorry, Dale. I'm sorry, Dale. She excluded from this fucking conversation. He was like, "Yeah, I need a pamphlet." But you know, are you like you said, Dale's already having a small, you know, thing. You're going to be down there, you know.
Well, they live here, so I kind of have to. It's not like I can tell everybody, get the hell out of the kitchen.
Yeah.
Like the governor said so.
I'm going to go down to the Applebee's and have some pudding. But do you guys think you can handle it yourself, like you're responsible? Or do you need the government to tell us we can't go out to eat or what we can and can't do anymore? And what do you think?
Well, your first part of your question, are you responsible enough? And what was the other one?
You know, is it safe or fair for the government to tell us to shut down businesses? You know, hey, no, you can't do this, you can't do that. People, you know, like I watch these professional, like you watch soccer games, football games. Some of these play college games. You actually see people in the stands. Like there should be a way that people can go. I mean, if you see 80,000 people in the stands, you should at least put 15,000-20,000 people in there pretty safely. Yeah,
it's weird how they're all spread out. It's almost disorienting when you get, like, I was watching college football. And it's like, well, there's like 15,000, 80,000 seat stadium. And it's like, who decided who got to sit with who? And is the usher, you know, just chasing people off? And like the Raiders played yesterday against the Chiefs in Vegas, and the place is just empty. And then they got that piped in crowd noise. Do we really have to have fucking piped in crowd noise? Is
that gonna help? Yeah, that was a big thing with the English Premier League when they first started, because they had nobody at the games and they were silent, which was kind of cool because you get to hear the players yelling at each other and listening to calls and stuff. But then, you know, it gets a little dry. But sometimes you like the crowd noise. It's just like it's almost like a mesmerizing moment, like you're actually there, you know, like it's actually happening. But
like stand-up, you can feed off the energy.
Well, that was my question to you guys, you know, thinking about what I wanted to get to. Dale, you are very smart. See how clairvoyant you are to actually get to the fucking point?
You know what? I think it's because I went and hung out near this monolith.
Dale lost his car keys out in Utah for 2 days.
He kept looking for cattle, and I ended up looking for sheep also. And it turned into this thing.
He didn't think, instead of a turkey this year, he thought he'd catch some sheep.
Yeah, right.
Have some lamb chops for Thanksgiving.
Right. We can shear them up, make them socks.
Have a nice coat for the winter.
Right.
You know, and he kept walking around like, hey, that guy looks like me. looking at the monolith.
Just quick aside, we're having ham here. My fiance's sons are communists. They don't even eat turkey.
Wow.
We're having a ham, but we're having all the rest of it. But they just, whatever.
Ham.
Now that could involve some. Now the government could show up and bust you for that one, having ham on Thanksgiving. That could be a crime. I could be up for enforcement.
Yeah. Yes, you walk in there to eat ham. You poor bastards, go get in the bad way.
What is your emergency? Roast ham.
Yeah, and there's pineapple there. You know, well, I come from a, you know, Latin family, so we had turkey, of course, and my mother would always make lasagna. You know, there was Thanksgiving lasagna, and there was fish. You know what I mean? And now my wife's family, who's Asian, you know, we have turkey, and but we also have, you know, lo mein, you know, spring roll, you know.
Wow! So you're just eating at Ryan's buffet, basically. Is there a chocolate fountain there too? My God, you just got every damn food group.
Well, you're right, because when we get together, I make my chick with my famous chicken parmigiana lasagna, which is my own concoction. Although the Olive Garden stole my name, I've been doing this for decades, and they stole it, you fucking thieves. So that with all the egg rolls and everything, yeah, it's an interesting evening after Thanksgiving. Yeah.
At least you guys are classy. I grew up in a 2-story double wide trailer. That's not even a bit. And so our Thanksgiving used to be like turkey pot pie.
It's turkey.
Bam. Whatever. Yeah.
Interesting that you said double wide. You know, I was wondering if you lived in a double wide trailer, did you look down at people who just had a single wide trailer?
Yes, you did. And the ones with the triple wide thought they were like kings because they had a hot tub on their porch.
Now, you didn't say double wide 2-story, did you?
Yes, it was a 2-story. So they had a double wide trailer, and then Dad built a drop down. Well, it came with a drop down living room, which Dad finished, and then he built the room on the top, so our house looked like a shoe, basically, like that. And it had a chimney on the side of it, and whew, it was white trash.
I do not judge. I've lived in a campground, a trailer, and a converted garage, so I'm like Andre White Trash myself.
Well, that's
get it.
So it's good that you had a fireplace in there. I'm surprised that your dad didn't build a fucking elevator.
Yeah.
You know, these guys got money. Why? They got an elevator in their two wide trailer.
An escalator. That's what.
It's actually not an elevator. It's just like a ladder with chains that go up.
Right.
It pulls you up like a winch. Thanksgiving's going to be good. You know, I'm invited to a big one. I'm invited to a pretty big party.
Really?
Yeah. And, the wife and, we're going, because the family's going up to Orlando to see my brother-in-law and their family. And then so my wife and I are going through friend's house. Now, you know, it's always interesting when you go to Thanksgiving with a friend's house because you don't know all the other friends that are showing up, you know? So, of course, it's going to be a little leery. You know, someone's like, hi, oh, fuck up.
You know. Are you bringing a chicken parmesan lasagna?
Nope, I didn't commit this year. I didn't commit, but I'm going to get some Krispy Kremes. I think that's going to be my donation.
Yeah.
When's the last time you guys had a Krispy Kreme donut?
I lived in Louisville. We lived next to one of those. Mm-hmm. So I would go down there and get one every morning, like a dozen. And then Jody would scream at me, quit going buying all these damn donuts.
when I go around the road, they have them in the grocery store. They have like the chocolate glazed ones. I walk by it, like look at it, you know, like I used to look at, like when I was a kid, when you walk by the dirty magazine section in the
right
recipe store, you're like, grab one.
You grab one and run behind the dumpster, make sure nobody's looking.
Masturbate with a Krispy Kreme. Yeah. But speaking of that, I remember Mark, last time we went on tour together, the Great Northwest. Yeah, Dutch Brothers. Oh my God, dude.
Dougie, that was your first Northwest gig. So Dutch Brothers is like the Starbucks of Oregon and Washington. So I said, Dougie, you got to have Dutch Brothers, right? So we pull, because I don't even use, when I go to the Northwest, I don't even use GPS. I just use DPS, Dutch Brothers sightings. So they're like every 75 yards. So he comes in and says, oh, your first time. Yeah, first time. I'm from Florida. Oh, first one's free. So Dougie had, what, about 17 first-time coffees in 2.5
yeah.
days?
Yeah. Yeah, they said if you never had one, it's free. So I had Mark stop at every Dutch Brothers. And we're like, hey, I never had one of these. What's good? Oh, you never been here? No, I've never been here before. Meanwhile, I got like foam and shit on my lip at this point.
I didn't notice the discarded cups on the passenger floor.
It looks like we had quite a collection, but I miss it. I miss the Dutch Brothers coffee. Hey, our next topic, by the way, I wanted to go over. The Pope got caught liking a booty photo on Instagram. Did you guys see that last week, this past week?
No, I totally missed that.
You know, the Vatican had to answer why the Pope's Instagram, I don't know if it's Grand Pontiff, I don't know what it is. I guess it's Pope, you know, at the Pope. I don't know what it is. But he actually liked some, you know, some booty, some ass, I mean, why not? You know what I'm saying? Why? At least it wasn't a little boy's ass. You know what I mean?
That's exactly what I was going to ask. What kind of ass was it?
Yeah. It was like Macaulay Culkin, you know,
Macaulay Culkin's like 30 now. So I don't think.
Yeah. And he looks like he's 90.
Right.
He was
all cracked out with a cane.
Yeah. Poor kid. I'm sure nobody molested him.
No, nobody at all.
But, you know, so the Pope has to answer it, which would ask the question, what's the worst, most embarrassing moment or you ever got caught doing, Dale? You ever had like
I got arrested for hanging off a, not proud of this, but I am kind of proud of it anyway. I was in high school and they dared me to hang off a overpass on the interstate naked and it was snowing. And they took my clothes and left, and the police showed up.
No figure.
That's a nice call to your mother.
How old were you?
At the time, I was 17. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. And then I got a whole speech about how, you know, oh, one more year, you could have been tried as an adult.
I'm glad you and Dad fucked a year earlier, Mom.
That was pretty great. Right? Exactly. Exactly. Thanks for holding out. That was awesome.
Thanks for getting right to it.
So, I'm glad they didn't put, you know, like take pictures and stuff. That would have been even more embarrassing. But it was pretty embarrassing when they're like, all right, get up, or, you know, and then you got the shrinkage because, you know, it's not.
Well, how long were you hanging?
I don't know. Probably 2 minutes, something like that.
I mean, you're like a cliffhanger. You're hanging like a fucking
cliffhanger. And then I hooked the arms and then cars are going by. And so I wanted to stay as long as possible because I thought it was funny.
And then if you fell, could you have died? I mean, it was just
of course, yeah, around the interstate, splat, of course, yeah.
And so you didn't take
you like turn around like, hey guys, that was great, and then just there's no one there. What the hell's that?
Yeah, I went to pull myself up, and they're gone. And then you see red lights. Yeah, it didn't take long for them to get there. I'm sure the first car went by and went, there's a jackass hanging off the bridge. And it was a little town, so they had nothing to do. I'm sure I was the entertainment for the night. And also the other embarrassing part was everybody had a scanner in their house back then because it was boring. So I go to school and everybody's like, oh, you're hanging naked off the bridge. Yeah, so I heard that for a long time.
Yeah, but that's kind of a cool thing. You get, you know what I mean? That's not like, oh, you know, you get some cred. You were hanging. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't like they walked in and they caught you banging somebody's cow. Yeah, that would be embarrassing.
Well, that was the other story I was going to tell.
you just covered both of my bases. Great. Let's next topic.
Again, it was next to a monolith. I don't mean to keep telling this story over and over. I lost my keys.
We had parallel lives.
Yeah. Every time Dale experienced bestiality, he lost his keys.
Right? I just bend over and there's an animal. I don't understand.
That was my Ford key. Ooh. Mark?
Let's see. Well, there's probably a couple. I don't know if I got caught or not. I think I escaped unscathed. I took a crap in the handicapped stall of the women's restroom at the Albuquerque airport while fighting with my daughter on the phone.
So you used the ladies' bathroom.
I raced off the air out of the plane. I had the shits. I had this diarrhea. I ate some bad food, road food. And I had a layover in Albuquerque, and I just ran for the bathroom. I didn't think I was going to make it. And then I just went for the back, and then my daughter called. We're getting into it. And then I see, like, you know, a pair of like sandals or some manicured toes and then some high heels. I'm like, shit, I'm in the women's bathroom. So I just I put on the hoodie, ran out. Of course, didn't bother washing the hands. So the poor women, they didn't catch me, but they either thought this is some scary man or a really ugly woman trying to
leave his bathroom. Somewhere at that airport, somebody says, I just met the smelliest, ugliest woman on earth.
Right.
Took the biggest shit I've ever heard in my life. You should have heard it.
Okay. I can top that, though. I can top that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Maybe not. It's just, it's more just, this is actually more a disturbing, sad story than funny. When I got married the first time, didn't have a wedding ring at the ceremony. I didn't like wearing a ring. So my wife at the time is like, can we just do one ring? Who does that? I've never heard of that in the history of marriage.
Yeah.
In a civilized community, where there's not, I could have borrowed one. My dad would have given me one. I could have, made used a rubber band. Nothing.
So let me get this straight. You didn't want to wear a ring.
I don't have to wear jewelry. Can we just put the ring on you?
You're American Indian. You're full of tradition. And when it comes to the tradition of marriage, you're like, you know what? I know they've been doing this for fucking millions of years. You know, wear this ring. They wear the, you know, they take this, all that shit. You know, but you're like, you know what? I'm going to do things a little different. You know what? I'll put a ring on you. But when it comes to me, you know, my finger's a little fat. You know, and I ate some ice cream.
At least wear it, you know, through the honeymoon. That's I could have done at least done that. But my fiance, if we get married, already promised I'm getting it tattooed right here, so there's no question.
So how long did that marriage last where you forgot the ring, or you didn't want to wear a ring?
22 going on 57 years.
Oh, you're still married?
No. It's 22 years. We're married. It felt like 57.
Maybe you should put on a ring. Or maybe you should go dance around that monolith. May help.
Take your keys.
Don't forget them, or you're gonna be banging a sheep.
If we're doing poop stories, I can tell the one where the first time I met Jody's mom, and I shit my pants 10 seconds before she opened the door to her house. That was a little embarrassing.
Wait a minute. First of all, I can't remember the last time I shit myself.
It was like a shart thing, and then it just, yeah. Yeah.
Wow. So obviously that affected your confidence.
She still doesn't know, but I'm hoping she doesn't watch this show. Because I just shook her hand, and I went, hey, I had a long drive. Can I use your bathroom? And I just went, cleaned everything up, and, you know.
That's
threw the underwear away and then told her I could take the trash out. She's like, you're so polite.
Why don't you take the big trash out? No, I'll just take this little one in the bath.
I'm hoping she doesn't watch this because then she's going to be like, oh, the first time we met, you had a load in your pants. That's awesome.
Yeah. I think Dale's a real nice guy and everything. Dale's a nice guy. But he had a little odor to him when I met him. It's like a weird perfume. I don't know, cologne.
Glad he doesn't wear that cologne anymore.
Yeah. I'm glad he changed. Yeah, so that's interesting. If you shit your pants, you just throw. You don't sit there and clean them out. You just wrap them up and throw them in the garbage. And
yeah, know. There was no. I wasn't. It was. It probably more of a shark than a shit. I just didn't want to go around all day with that in.
Who does? I mean, really?
Right. And we were staying there. We had luggage, so it's not like I couldn't put on clean stuff.
You know what? I'm gonna go use your shower. You just got here. I know, but I got mud butt.
That drive from Phoenix, that hour and a half drive is just killing me.
Thank God. Yeah, it was 10 minutes. Well, you would have pulled over, but yeah, that's got to be an uncomfortable feeling.
Yeah.
I still remember to this day getting caught, two getting caught things. I remember the first time my older brother caught me, self-pleasuring myself as a young lad.
Playing Pac-Man?
Yeah. I was doing my thing in the bathroom. I thought I had the door locked. Walked in, because back then, I was so young at the time that you thought if you were masturbating, you were gay. Yeah, like people, if you masturbate, that was one of the things. If you masturbate, you're gay. I'm like, oh, I'm a gay motherfucker. In a minute, I found out what that was all about. Where's Dougie? I don't know. Where's Dougie? I don't know. He's in the closet somewhere. Don't let him out. I got caught. And then there was a time my girlfriend's father caught me performing oral on the girl when she was in the pool and at their house. And then the daughter, my girlfriend, told me that night, she goes, my dad saw us at the pool. I'm like, holy shit, I was doing it for like 20 minutes. How long did he watch?
Did you have a snorkel? Were you underwater?
I was doing my impression of Jacques Cousteau. This is how you come up against the mollusk. I always thought that was weird, to say the least.
Did he say anything to you?
Never. But, no. I always gave him that look, though. When
of course you did.
When the dad knows you're banging his daughter. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it was kind of weird, a few days later, come over to the house and, I see Frank, walking in the kitchen. Hey, Frank.
Did Frank revoke your pool privileges after that? Or?
I don't know, but every time I came to the house, I'm like, hey, you guys got anything to eat here? Hey, I'm hungry. Got anything to eat?
I brought my trunks.
I'm going to come take a dip and get something to eat.
Right.
God, that's funny. Did you guys see the video of the guy who saved his puppy from the alligator?
No, but I saw the clip of it, and somebody sent it to me and said, you saw Bella last week, and they said, Dale, you're going to have to do that. Would you do that if Bella was in a, would you pry alligator's thing? And I said, I would have to, because if I didn't, somebody'd have to pry me out of Jody's mouth.
That was nuts.
What kind of dog was it?
He's a little puppy. It looked like a Cocker Spaniel type of extra purebred type dog, but cute little.
And the dog was still alive. Is it okay?
It had a puncture wound. It was a baby. The alligator, I think, was only about two or three, like a baby alligator. The head was probably as big as my hand. It wasn't like a big ass.
Oh, okay.
You know, that's what somebody said when the video was first posted. Somebody says, "Oh, look at the gator. It was just a little gator." I'm like, "Yeah, let's see you jump in there, you pussy." You know what I mean? Like, people are so ready to critique. Like, the guy saw his dog, and he went in deep for it. You know, the alligator already went down into the water. He went into its death roll with the puppy. You know,
so he really took the puppy off the land and dropped him back into the lake.
Yeah, the video just shows him like chest deep in the water, like dragging the thing out of the water. And then brings it out into the water, and he has he's pulling his mouth apart, and the puppy's in there, freaking out and shit. And the fucking thing, and the puppy runs and scampers away. And the guy's sitting there like, you know, I don't know if he was like looking at it, like talking shit to it. Just, see, bitch. You know? I mean, if you win with an alligator, you know, if you like think about that moment, you just got your dog out of the death clutches of an alligator. You know, you're going to get WWE, you know, you're going to be a little, you know, are you going to be like, said, bitch, I'm the superior species, you know?
Yeah. The good thing, I don't know how many pounds per square inch is, I mean, when they clamp down, that's some serious stuff.
Yeah, but I think this guy used to be an auto mechanic or a fucking, you know, blacksmith.
So being a baby alligator, maybe it was easier. I mean, I'm not saying I could do it, but maybe if it was a regular size alligator, he'd be screwed.
Yes, he probably would have been.
Real quick, Dougie, before, did you guys hear about the kayakers that went into the whale's mouth, and I heard you interviewed on like an NPR like 2 weeks ago.
I think I remember seeing the video, right? Like they came up and grabbed them. Like they thought they were seals. Yeah. This big ass whale, right? I don't know what kind of whale was it, Mark, you remember?
No, but big enough for a kayak to go in the mouth. Evidently.
Yeah. These two ladies, and these are older ladies, right? They're a little, look like they're in their late 50s, early 60s. They're like, "Hey, you know what? Hey, Susan, forget that we're not going to play cards today. You know what we're going to do? We're going to go get on a kayak." "Yeah, kayak. I know. If it's safe, don't worry. It's safe. And we're going to go kayaking." And these two ladies are kayaking, talking about the view. And this big old whale just comes. It looked like, you know, Moby Dick, you know?
Really?
She said in the interview, she said, "Oh, my friend is terrified of the ocean and water." And I just coaxed her and said, "It's the safest thing. Kayak is so relaxing." And the next thing, they're in the mouth of a whale.
So did it come up from underneath and swallow the whole thing, or
if it's the one I saw, I just remember that they came up and it engulfed all, they ate shit, it went in their mouth, and then I guess it spit them out.
Sure, it was from below or straight on. I would imagine it was below. They didn't have much warning, because we saw it when we were in Alaska. You know, the humpbacks, they do those bubble, whatever that thing is, and then the fish, and then they just kind of come up and scoop them like a,
yeah, they go underneath. They go deep and they blow all the air out, right, to raise all the fish to the top, and then they come up and, yeah. And these two ladies are—that's so funny, man. You know, that's a typical story. You know, that's like the story of the "Hey, man, I know you don't. I'm not going to jump out of a plane. I'm not going to go hand gliding. Yeah, come on, man. What are you, pussy? You know, you got to do it. You know, it's your bucket list." And then they go do it. And next thing you know, the guy ends up plummeting to his death. You know, the first time and last time I ever went skydiving. That's like the bungee.
I thought that story was going to end with he jumps in and a whale comes up and he goes right his
mouth. I thought it was going to be impaled on a monolith.
It's like when I was in Vegas a couple weeks ago at the Strat, you know, they have that fall, free fall thing and all that stuff. Listen, I'm married. I'm in a homeowner. I don't need any more excitement. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. I don't do any of that shit. You guys do these rides? You do these thrill seeking things?
I bungee jumped once.
You did.
But I was in my 20s.
Well, you're used to it. You're hanging naked from a fucking bridge and you're 17. Right. You're like training like for American Ninja, this guy.
Like, I got a cord now. This is nothing. What do you mean I got to keep my pants on? This is crazy.
Yeah,
I would never jump off that. What's that, in the stratosphere where you can bungee jump off the top of the stratosphere or something?
Yeah.
I would never do that. I know some people that have, but I wouldn't do
it. I would have to lose weight first. You know, I would hate. I remember the last thing I did like that was years ago. They did this drop where the crane pulls you up and you're in a cord, you know, a big cord, and you're strapped in with two other people, and it brings you up like where you're 90 degrees with it, and then it lets it go and it swings you down.
Yeah, I've done that. I've done that before.
I was with two people and I made a noise I never heard my body make. You know, like, oh, I just opened up in my stomach. And I freaked out because before they let us go, I heard like one of the metal chains, like the knuckles, because they put you in a harness, right? You're in a harness.
Right.
and the bodysuit is strapped to the harness. There's like no way you're going to fall out of this fucking thing. I hear one little noise when the just when the winch goes all the way to the top. I hear this buckle and metal go. I go, oh fuck, that just so I'm like panicking, you know. I'm like, oh, this is bullshit, you know, let me down. I was with two women when it happened too, so man, no wonder that woman never called me back.
That's hilarious. Yeah, they did it when I did it, it was in Nashville, Tennessee, and they put the vest on you and I'm getting ready to walk toward the thing and a guy comes up and he goes, that one's got an X, man, don't put that on people, those are defective.
Yeah.
So now I'm even more nervous. And then, yeah, and then they wrap you in that burrito. And then you have to pull the ripcord to drop?
Yeah.
So when I didn't pull it, and the guy goes, you got to pull. I go, I'm thinking.
I'm a bit indecisive at the moment, dude. Pull the cord. Yeah, I remember it had a cord, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Hey, by the way, we always have a word of the day, and today's word is bumfuzzle. Bumfuzzle.
But does that mean confused? What's that mean?
Definition, to confuse or fluster. Example.
Yeah. Okay.
The girl told her brother that she needed to stop home before dinner in an attempt to bumfuzzle him before his surprise party.
Well, I think I actually bumfuzzled an actual bum the other day.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was... Because, you know, since COVID, I started doing some food delivery. You know, like last year working on cruise ships, now I'm delivering McNuggets to latchkey homeschoolers. I went to a Jack in the Box to pick up some food. And this guy is like, hey, man, can you buy me a taco and some coffee? So I'm like, nah, sorry. So you know what? I'll try to be a good guy. I'll do it. I went inside, though, and my food was ready for the delivery. But they said his order would take like 20 minutes. So then I walked out. I tried to hand him a dollar and say, I'm sorry, they wouldn't take my car or something. And he started going off of me and told me to go back to my own country. I said, dude, I'm in my own country.
So you tried to bum puzzle.
Yeah.
Exactly. You bum puzzle. I don't think I've ever heard the word. You know, I know. Bum fuzzle. To confuse or fluster. All right. Well, that's the way we do things here, everybody. Word of the day. And now it's time where we're going to look into the world and find out the news.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, from international and domestic news you may or may not believe, it's straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah, that was good.
You froze last week like Jen.
A sex robot just stuck a stick up my ass. That was loud. Sorry about that. All right. We used to do contests to make this funny. Now we just expect you guys to be funny when it comes to the news.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Our first story of the day, they had sex off a Florida highway in the middle of the day. Passing drivers interrupted them. So I guess if they're on my podcast, I know an embarrassing moment for them.
Right.
Outdoor dining.
Wait, these people were having sex on the highway and what?
Yeah. It says here a Florida couple found out the hard way that getting romantic while in the car Zoom can spoil the mood quickly. Police reports say that in Pinellas County, that's the west coast of Florida, I think.
Yeah.
Yes. Amber Gromley and Sean McClellan were arrested Tuesday after many drivers observed them having intimate relations.
I'm glad you did that part because I didn't know what you meant.
It was just for you, Dale.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
In relations on the side of the road.
I was bumfuzzled. Look at that.
The complaint says Gormley, 39, and McClellan, who are 30. Oh, he's banging an older chick. Are both from Clearwater. They had intercourse in an open area. Now, I'm a little turned on by sex in public. I think it's a sexy thing, right? In the bathroom, you know, that kind of stuff. Public.
You're a what's that called?
Voyager.
Exhibitionist.
Voyager.
Yeah, a voyager. What am I? Star. You're a voyager. That's when you're banging an alien.
That's when you're driving and you're a voyeur because you're doing both at the same time. Yeah. Right? So they got cited for 69 and 55. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. There you go. Thank you. They were doing 69 and 50. Like, I've gotten horny. It's been a long time. Trust me, for me at my age. You know what I mean? Now when I want to have sex, I kind of get it going. You know what I mean? I gotta, you know, honey, can I get the iPad for about 5 minutes? Give me 5 minutes with the iPad. I'll be ready. I don't need any bill. I don't need a pill. They both, each included public display of penetration.
Mm. What?
Yeah.
So they were out in the open.
Were they outside the car on the hood or some shit?
Yeah, that's what they were outside the car, and I'm guessing they must have been, you know, for penetration from a driving distance, you have to at least be standing up, maybe, you know, from behind, you know. And God bless this guy, because for anybody to notice from a distance, he must have been.
Right. That's what I was thinking. Yeah. You're driving by 75. Well, no, it's Florida. You're driving by at 105 mile an hour, and you notice that?
Yeah. What's that guy sticking a broom? That's not a broom. They were both held in Pinellas County Jail and $10,000 bond.
I heard she's pregnant. They're charging him with, and he's took off. They're charging him with hit and run and leaving the scene of an accident.
There you go.
That's all I got.
Thanks, buddy.
Why didn't they just pull the hood up and act like they were checking oil?
Oh, see, I had the wrong volume. Our next story. This is interesting. That's the same story. Hold on. You guys ever get dry mouth?
Yes. Yeah. On a TV spot. That was embarrassing. I sat there the whole time.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I've had that happen when I hosted, right? And I forgot my water. I don't need it. I'm just going to do a few minutes.
Right.
Sure enough, 30 seconds into it, feels like I gave the Sandman head.
Yeah. You know,
just, yeah, dry mouth, no more. Scientists develop artificial saliva to relieve cotton mouth.
What? Artificial saliva?
Yeah.
So you drink it? What is it?
You got to look up. And I mean, I always thought a glass of water was artificial saliva.
That's what I thought that was. Yeah. So what's artificial?
In United Kingdom, anyone who's dealt with dry mouth, yeah, we all know, bad time for dry mouth. Honey, have a glass of water, will you? Hydrogel is a bio-inspired lubricant created to serve as an artificial replacement for saliva that doesn't include additional lipids, because we hate those.
No lipids.
Okay. No lipids. Or what's the thing nobody can eat?
Asparagus?
Blowfish?
What is the thing people can't have anymore? I don't know. It is notable because many elderly patients who suffer from chronic dry mouth shouldn't be ingesting more lipids. Well, I guess.
So basically, you're lubing your mouth? Is that what? That's a crass way to say it, but that's crazy. So you just rub it.
Like a little squirt. You put it in there, and it just stays.
Maybe it's a spray. Yeah.
Yeah, a little
spray. That would make sense. Okay, I get it now.
It doesn't show its method of delivery, but the whole idea of needing saliva, you know.
Can people buy this at the dispensary now? Because you know they need them.
It's like when you go to a shoe store. They always ask if you want socks. You know, so if you go to a dispensary, you should be able to say, "Hey, listen." Synthetic saliva.
Yeah.
You're right, dude. You got something there, Mark, okay? You got dispensaries in your neck of the woods. You got to go out there and say, hey, guys, you know, you got your chocolate in my peanut butter. I got your peanut butter in my chocolate.
What's that? That's like a felony possession for like a half a seed in Florida now? Or are
you guys? No, it's decriminalized here in Florida. Okay. Yeah. It's medical, too. You could, you know, medical, which, you know, usually I carry a handkerchief when I'm smoking weed that way. Hey, what are you smoking that weed? Yeah, but, you know, it's for my cold.
For your COVID.
I'm trying to look here. It doesn't say how it's used or whatever, but who gives a shit? A Colorado park bathroom wins America's best restroom contest. Are you guys picky about your restrooms?
No. It depends on how bad I got to go. And if I meet my mother-in-law.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it matters to you, dude.
Yeah, Yeah, once you start in front of your mother-in-law, pretty much anything.
Any bathroom will do. If my only other option is shitting myself. Synthesis Corporation named the public restroom in Bancroft Park in Colorado Springs as America's best bathroom.
Yeah. All I can say is the American bathrooms have nothing on rest areas in Japan. We were going to this Navy base in Sasebo. We were driving from Tokyo, wherever, and we stopped in this rest area. I go to take a pee, and this little Japanese lady, the place is like a restaurant, spotless clean. And this lady brought in a vase of fresh flowers to leave in the rest area restroom.
Did you piss in the flowers? What?
No, I stayed in my urinal. Stayed in my
okay.
Lane.
I thought you were telling me she some Asian lady comes out.
Fresh flowers in their rest areas. Yeah.
A woman.
They have the signs in there how to use the bathroom. This is what I saw when I was in Osaka in Japan. They have signs how to use the bathroom, and then it's got like a picture of a guy doing a double decker, and it's got a zero and a slash through it, and a guy crapping on the floor, and there's a zero and a slash through. And I come out and I go, "What the hell?" And my son was living there at the time, and he goes, "That's big for the Chinese people because they don't know how to use a bathroom and they shit all over." Wow. That's what I was told. I don't know if that's true or not. So that's probably why the Japanese bathroom's so clean, because they're extremely clean. They carry their trash around. They don't even throw their till they find a place to throw it away.
Well, there's so many people. Japan is so populated in the cities that you got to be clean. You know what I mean? You got to take care of yourself. It's a very different society, right? Like everybody's like we're all in this together kind of thing. That's why they've dealt with COVID better than anybody, except Japan's a little tough. But most of these Asian countries have dealt with it because they worry about everybody else.
They've been wearing the mask for years. Go to a casino. There's always a little Asian lady wearing a mask at the slot machine.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yeah, they know what they're doing. So if you're in Colorado Springs, it's one of these bathrooms that has all the modern techniques and shit. But I guess somebody was so impressed with it, they got on TikTok and they got millions of views from this bathroom. So TikTok's getting everybody famous but me. I think a bathroom is getting fucking more hits than I get on my comedy.
They're crafting jokes and working on material, and this guy's filming urinals.
Yeah. Well, look at this place. All you got to do is put your hands there.
So did that not go through? I thought they were shutting down TikTok or something.
No, they're still open. You know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're asking what did you want us to do, Trump?
An American company has to run that wing or something like that.
Yeah, we'll see. It's a big mess. I don't think any of that's ever going to be done or done about. Here's a great story. Wife blows thousands on vet bills after her husband blames his farts on the dog. And who hasn't done that? This lady. I think
she believed it.
Yeah, I think there's something wrong with my dog. Why? I mean, he's just shitting himself every day on the couch. My husband doesn't smell it. But I do. Isn't there plenty of jokes about that? You know.
Yeah,
I remember
blaming it on the dog. Carlin did that back in the 70s. Is she also looking for the duck that keeps running under his seat? What? My husband has an elephant. I had no idea. I can't believe she fell for that.
That was the old. That was one of the first jokes I ever learned. You're a little young kid. You try to remember a joke. Kid sitting there on the couch. He's with this girl. She goes on a date with him. She never thought she'd go out with him. And she takes him. They go out and they have burritos and stuff. And they go and eat. And he's got I don't want to fart in front of her. And he's like, oh. Eventually, long story short, come back and hang out with my parents. Oh no, I got to go home. I got to. And it's like, if you don't come, I'm never going to talk to you again. Okay. So he's sitting there and hanging out at the house. And he's got to, and he's sitting next to the dog and shit. And he's sitting on the couch talking to the dad. And all of a sudden, he's like, oh, he rips one a little bit. And the father goes, Rover, the kid goes, holy shit, he thinks it's the dog. You know what I mean? It's like, fuck. I was like, it farts again. And the dad goes, Rover. He goes, oh my God, this is, I'm so relieved, this is great. And the next thing, father goes, Rover, get away from that kid before he shits on you. A wife has revealed how she blew thousands on vet bills after her husband blamed farts on the dog. The pregnant woman said her dog, Jerry, underwent expensive tests after she became concerned about the unbelievable and stinky ass coming out of his butt. The ordeal started a month ago when the wife was left horrified by a really disgusting and smelling during dinner, which her husband claimed was caused by the dog. Mm. What's that smell? I don't know. Probably the dog. Angry, the wife kicked her husband out of their home and said he was even shunned by his family.
This is just getting weirder and weirder. Okay.
Our dog, Jerry, is an absolute sweetheart, and we love him dearly.
It would never pass gas.
I couldn't stand the smell. I left the room later in bed. My husband told me the dog farted. He also said he spent his whole day looking for a job and wasn't at the track. Over the next week, the smell would become again and again and again, random times. And she even lit candles. So she eventually took the dog to the vet. Imagine the dog's look. I don't know. Not me.
What kind of candle?
What kind of candle? Dude, you've been married too long, bro. You were actually worried about what kind of candle it was?
Was it ocean scent?
It was a Yankee candle. Is there any other? Here's our next.
Maybe the candle smelled like shit. Maybe it was
one of those knockoff candles,
right?
It smells bad.
I apologize. I really had no response to that joke. I was having some PTSD because my ex spent $4,000 on surgeries for our Newfoundland's broken leg. I got hit by the mailman. And she told me it was like $200, and then she fessed up. The surgery was $2,000, and it didn't work, and I had to have a second. You know, you're already in, you got to double down now. I had to have a second $2,000 surgery, and the dog limped for the rest of its life. Oh.
Wow, that would bring it back. And this is the woman you forgot the you didn't want to wear the ring with?
Well, it would have been a $4,000 ring, so I figured we're even.
There you go. Had you not spent all the fucking money on the dog. It's hard when you have, like, I have dogs, you know, it's like one of my dogs, she was older, but she had a stroke and her back leg wasn't working for a while. It's a way to treat it. So it's like, you know, you spend $5,000 on a surgery for a dog that may or may not, because they always, these veterinarians are like, we don't know.
A couple digits, then you start kind of doing that weighing. Well, they've had a good run.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Wait a minute. So you forget a ring and then your dog has to limp? That's,
I know.
Wow.
But the mail
got out of that one all the way around.
I probably should have sued the postal service, right? Isn't there some? I don't know. I think it was our fault. The dog was on a country road, and it was a great dog too. I felt terrible.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you mentioned limp. You know, you've been in Reno. You've done gigs in Reno, right?
Oh yeah.
You've done the Laugh Factory. I worked the Laugh Factory 1 week, and walking around Reno, there's one thing I noticed: everybody in Reno limps.
Yeah. Looking at the strippers.
Everybody in
fucking, I get it. Is this because of the shot of man in Reno? Is that where we're going?
Well, that's what I thought. Like, if there must be daily shootings, because, you know, I was there with Joey Medina and Jay Hollingsworth, big Irish Jay.
Right.
All be great. And we were driving around and shit. And every time I walked down the fucking streets of Reno, everybody was fucking limping. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was like I took note of it. I'm not making this shit up.
I think it's because every street person in Reno jaywalks and has been hit by a car multiple times.
Yeah, and there's different types of limp. There's like the help me limp, like, oh, I don't know if I could take another step. You know what I mean? Like, and you're watching these people, like, why the fuck did you leave the house? You know, and then, and then you got the optimistic limper. You know, like.
I'm gonna make it.
You know, like I can't.
That's so mean, dude.
Welcome to fucking Reno.
I like your acting chops in a chair, man. You're kicking ass. You even showed. We didn't even have to see your feet, and we knew
he could limp with his torso. That's
amazing. You did. It was all in the hips and the shoulders. You just knew what kind of limp it was.
I'm an upper method man, Matt Nichter.
Look at you.
hey I don't know if you guys have been to a sex club lately, but New York sex club was busted after not following the rules. Go figure. On mass gatherings. You know what? The church people are getting it. The people at the restaurant are getting it. But these fucking group sex swingers.
Right.
They keep pushing the envelope.
It's hard to social distance an orgy. It just is.
Hey, throw the titties over here. An illegal swingers club violating health and liquor laws with more than 80 attendees. Wow, that's one hell of an orgy. Were shut down Sunday by the New York City sheriff officers, and all of them had smiles on their face. Two organizers and a club patron of Caligula were charged with multiple demeanors, the sheriff's office said. That's an orgy of offenses. The location and did not have liquor licenses or a special permit to store the alcohol.
So it wasn't a COVID thing. It was a mass gathering. It was basically an alcohol bust, it sounds like.
Yeah. You know, they bring your own, but you got to drink it. You can't like put five bottles down and say, I'm going to get to it. It's like, you know. So, but yeah, you're right. I mean, how do you expect swingers and orgy goers to social distance?
You break out into small groups of three. You know, it's your manners.
But did they all quarantine for like 2 weeks and then called each other and said, we're ready?
Yeah, we all got a test.
Maybe they were quarantining for 14 days together in the sex club.
I tested negative for COVID. I mean, I got STD, HIV.
Right.
HPV. I got all that shit.
But I don't have my throat isn't sore.
My dick is dripping, but no
COVID. Throat sore, but not COVID.
Yeah, I'm not coughing. I can smell everything.
Yeah.
So we're going to be good.
I can smell that ass. By the way,
smell your demeanor. I'm ready.
We can't go anywhere else with that one. And then our last story. Keep your prostate. What's going on here? This must be there's an issue here. This is funny. This is this poor guy. The gentleman from Britain, New England, you know, one of those guys from over the pond, who caught COVID, malaria, dengue fever in India, now fighting to recover from COVID. I'm sorry, I already had that. And then he got bit by a deadly cobra. You know, this guy is going over there to do some missionary work. And I think he needs support. So this fucking guy, he gets COVID, goes to India. I caught COVID. Okay, 98, 99% survivor rate. Shouldn't be too bad. You know what? I'm going to keep fucking trudging along. And then he catches malaria and dengue fever. Hmm. Which I think the only way you can catch dengue fever is you get bit by a fucking mosquito that has its own spear. And then... or a fucking...
just sitting there going...
yeah, like a witch doctor. It's a witch doctor mosquito. You know what I mean? It's got fucking tribal paint.
Little mask.
Yeah, it's got the fucking kabuki mask. Now, and then he says, oh, how much worse can this fucking day get?
Yeah, this is all in one day. This is a 24-hour period.
I'm not feeling good. Maybe I should walk to the fucking hospital.
Oh, these woods look nice.
Yeah, I'm not going to wear the boots.
Go barefoot through these woods.
Yeah, I'm not going to take the trail. I'm going to get quicker. I'm going to go straight to the woods. I know I forgot my favorite boots. I forgot them, but these flip flops should be fine. And he gets fucking bit by a cobra. After running the gauntlet of infectious diseases, Ian Jones was bitten by the deadly snake in India's Rajasthan region. While fortunate to survive the bite, he is now suffering with blindness, leg paralysis, and the inability to get a hard on.
But he's COVID-free.
Yes, but he's negative. And he has antibodies. The Isle of Wight, the White's man family said they spent nearly 2 weeks in intensive care, but has now left the hospital because of a shortage of beds. You gotta get the fuck out. We know you're the most unlucky fuck on the
Anyone deserved a hospital bed.
You know, who's the person that deserved the bed?
So now they kicked him out of the hospital too.
Oddly enough, the last bed was taken by a dog whose owner was complaining of it shitting itself every day. Well, there you go, fellas. That's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I want to thank my good friends Mark Yaffe and Dale Jones for joining us today, the Tuesday before Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me back, brother.
Chris, I hope we had the audio and everything was great. And, you know.
If not, I'll see you next Tuesday.
Yeah, we'll be back. We'll try it again. Three strikes, we're fucking out. We'll do it again. No, I think we're good. We got a professional at hand. I think, although I messed up the beginning, I think there's 20 seconds of dead air after the intro. I was trying to use my stop clock on my phone and I'm trying to share the video at the same time. Not very good, but it's been great, guys. You're not in the Comedy Cabana. That's next week, right?
I was there last week. This week I'm at doing a one-nighter in Charleston, South Carolina, Creekside Comedy or something. And then the week after that, I go to the Funny Bone in Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, great. Glad. Great. Mark?
Doing the Boston Comedy Festival next week. And then more Chicken McNuggets to the Latchkey Homeschoolers.
Well, there you go. Good for you. I'm excited. Next week, I'm going to be doing, it's called it's a private club in Davenport, Orlando with Frankie Paul. Thursday night, I'm doing a guest spot at the Orlando Improv. With Brian Callen as the headliner. So that's going to be fun to be in that room. And then Friday and Saturday, me and Chris Priester, the Ebony and Olive Comedy Tour, Omni Olive, are going to be at Porky's Comedy Club in St. Cloud, Florida. Get your tickets now. It's going to be a great show. Guys, thanks so much for joining us. It's great to see you folks. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. And God bless you guys. We'll stay safe and we'll see you next time right here at the same spot. Take care.
Peace. Wake up!